an associate professor with McGill University, suggests it's important to inform the public of the enormous potential the application of gene editing technology offers agriculture. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Successes and opportunities with gene editing was discussed as part of a Swine Innovation Pork panel discussion held in conjunction with the 2023 Banff Pork Seminar. Dr. Vilsieu Bourdignon, an associate professor in the Department of Animal Science at McGill University, says there's been considerable progress over the past decade in the science.
Gene editing or genome editing refers to a different set of molecular tools that are based on proteins and RNA, and they can be used to promote the specific changes in the genome, including the replacement or the addition or removal or single nucleotides or single letters in a very specific side of the genome, or a group of letters, a small sequence in the genome. There has been an enormous progress in developing these editing tools over the last decade, from improving precision, efficiency, and then also adapting for different applications. It has been widely used in the last decade, mainly for the understanding of fundamental aspects, the gene functions, for example, or how genes contribute to disease. But also it has been developed for clinical applications, including the correction of genetic diseases for the treatment of important diseases in humans.
Dr. Bourdignon suggests it's important to make the public aware of the benefits this technology has to offer and the need for continued research. He notes over the past 10 years there have been more than 35,000 scientific publications referring to gene editing, which demonstrates the evolution of this technology and the multiple possibilities of its application. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.